At 5:21 Friday evening, the federal government ordered Anthropic to disable two deployed models, and the only way to comply was to pull Fable 5 and Mythos 5 for every customer on Earth.
It's Saturday, June 13, 2026. Here's the rundown. After the shutdown, we've got phones turned into compute. 1,500 poisoned Arch packages. GLM 5.2 landing right on cue. And the tape.
The order came from Commerce Secretary Lutnick under National Security Export Authorities. It bars export, re-export, or domestic transfer of either model to any foreign national, including Anthropic's own foreign national employees inside the U.S.
Which is the whole trick. If you can't even let your own engineers touch it, there's no partial compliance. You flip the switch off for everyone. That's why a paying U.S. customer woke up to a dark endpoint.
Mythos 5 is the high-capability cyber model. Fable 5 was last week's general-use, safeguarded build of the same capability. The trigger, per Anthropic, was a jailbreak that roots around Fable 5's guardrails.
And here's where our briefing gets spicy. Anthropic isn't contesting the order, but it's flatly contesting the facts. It says the demo surfaced a few previously known minor vulnerabilities, and that other public models find the exact same ones.
The evidence so far is verbal. Essentially, ask the model to read a code base and patch flaws. And the WSJ reports Amazon's CEO talked to officials before the crackdown.
That detail wrecks the clean national security story. Amazon is Anthropic's biggest backer and its bedrock channel. So the company that distributes the model may have helped get it shut off. That's not security policy. That's something murkier.
For builders, the takeaway is concrete. If you served either model through the API or Bedrock, you have a production outage with no migration window. The desk's call is route to Claude's remaining models today, or to an open wait you run yourself.
The deeper lesson. Closed API capability now carries regulatory tail risk that no SLA covers. A model can be legal at lunch and dark by dinner, by letter, with no appeal before the switch flips. If you can't lose a capability for a week, you need a documented second provider. Not someday, this week.
And the structural shift in our briefing? Export control used to hit chips and weights crossing borders.
This hit a running endpoint serving U.S. customers. Expect more directives naming specific deployed models.
Expect labs to pre-segment the dangerous cyber models behind license walls, instead of shipping general-use builds that get jailbroken back into them, which, conveniently, is exactly what that anonymous open-source manifesto trending the same day is screaming about.
On infrastructure,
Google Research wants to turn retired smartphones into a distributed compute cluster, salvaging working SoCs and batteries that would otherwise be e-waste.
It's carbon arbitrage. Silicon that's already manufactured beats new data center capacity when embodied carbon dominates. Not an accelerator replacement, but for latency-tolerant batch jobs at the edge, idle phones are free emissions you already paid for.
And the number that matters this week,
an RTX 5080 paired with a 3090 runs QWN 3.627B at Q8 and over 80 tokens a second. Roughly $2,000 of mixed generation hardware.
That's production grade single user throughput on your own desk. The day a federal letter can dark your provider. Keeping a capable local model warm stops being a hobby and starts being a continuity plan.
Security desk.
The Atomic Arch campaign poisoned AUR packages. Started Thursday at 400, climbed past 1,500. One list puts it at 1,579 before Arch addressed the affected commits.
Attackers adopted orphaned packages and modified PKGBE ILDs that Yay and Paru run at install, dropping a rootkit and an info stealer hunting tokens and SSH keys. Official repos were never touched. But if your CI runs on Arch images that pull the AUR, You may have shipped poisoned artifacts downstream.
Separately, a research dump details 21 zero days in FFmPEG, the codec library buried under most media pipelines, and a quiet dependency in AI ingestion stacks.
If you decode untrusted video or audio through FFmpeg, that's a sandbox and patch weekend, not a Monday item. The decode layer is the part nobody audits and everybody runs.
On models GLM 5.2 shipped from Zhipu, the latest open-weight Frontier-class build from a Chinese lab.
Right on schedule. With controls now reaching deployed endpoints, the GLM and Quen line is where self-hostable capability increasingly lives. Benchmark it against your closed default now, before you're forced to, on a Friday night.
On the dev bench,
Andrew Ng's A-Suite gives one OpenAI-style interface across many providers, so swapping a backend is a config change, not a rewrite.
Provider abstractions stop being a nice-to-have the moment a letter could disable your model overnight. That layer is what turns a forced migration into a one-line edit. Wire it this week.
Also landing, a pair of write-ups on running a local coding agent on Mac OS cheaply, and Packer, a stripped-down Jira alternative where coding agents are first-class participants, not bolt-ons.
Same direction every time. Keep the inference loop on hardware you control for the bulk of the work. Reserve paid frontier calls for the hard parts. Chatwoot's also climbing again as the open-source intercom. Your conversations stay out of a vendor's database.
One for the capital desk.
The Tensor Zero repo went read-only on June 12. About 11,000 stars. Apache 2.0.
The headline frames it as a flameout after a 7.3 million seed. But that round was announced last August. There's no shutdown post, and the docs are still live. Acquisition, rename, relicense, wind down. Treat the Y as open. The owner archive leaves it forkable, which is the only reassuring part.
The tape.
Long alphabet, medium conviction. The federal kill switch converts single provider risk into a procurement story, and Gemini Enterprise is compounding near 40% quarter on quarter on a multi-model Vertex marketplace.
Watch Amazon.
Medium. Its CEO reportedly triggered the action against its largest investee weeks before Anthropic's targeted October listing. Q1 booked $16.8 billion pre-tax from that position, including a $12.3 billion non-cash revaluation. And watch Anthropic itself into that IPO window.
Highest conviction is the alphabet long. The falsifier. Google Cloud growth decelerating below 30% year-on-year in the Q2 print, or no Gemini Enterprise acceleration cited. That settles by August 31.
We're also watching Alibaba at low conviction.
Over half of open weight download share, but mind share isn't revenue, and a US export mood makes Chinese weights a poor fit for the regulated workloads driving diversification.
The tape is the desk's scorecard, not advice.
Quick hits.
A Trump order bars the Census Bureau and BEA from using statistical noise. Experts say 2030 redistricting data plans must be completely redesigned.
The EFF warns HR 6028 would rush a disastrous overhaul of the U.S. Copyright Office.
Apple migrated its TrueType hinting interpreter to Swift, and Renault detailed an electric motor that uses no rare earths.
A pancreatic tumor treatment may have revealed a cancer master switch, and Ari Weguiet surveys the state of building user interfaces in Rust.
And IEEE Spectrum argues the computer science degree isn't dead. File under skeptical, alongside one read on the shutdown, titled simply, "There is a shadow hanging over this Fable thing."
Our call.
Fable 5, the safeguarded build, comes back online for customers within 60 days, while Mythos 5 stays dark under license, because Anthropic isn't fighting the order, it's building a record to fight the facts.
Proves us wrong if Fable 5 is still fully disabled for all customers on August 13, 2026. That's when it settles.